Okay, we are live. This is so exciting. So, hello, Sugar Tribe. Hello, Sugar World. Hello, Sugar Beauty Experts. My name is Shannon. I am the Sugar Mama. And for those of you that have never heard of The Sugar Show, this is actually our podcast where I introduce amazing men and women in our industry, marketing gurus, business gurus, educators, sugaring companies. And we decided to start doing sweet success stories so that you all could just embrace people that are just killing it in this business. So welcome to the Sugar Show Sweet Success Series, where again, we are going to be bringing you people from all over this industry and sharing with you how they started and the success that they're having by adding sugaring to their menu. So today, live, I would like to welcome Shay Moyer. She is a boss babe extraordinaire, I'll call you, and also a sugaring educator with Sweet and True. Welcome, Shay.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This is so fun. Okay, if we do not get to their comments, then we will go ahead and answer them afterwards. But this is the very first time we've done it live. I love technology. So Shay, where are you right now?
I'm in my office at my house in Boise, Idaho, and to warn everybody, I do have two small dogs and a cat that are coming in and out periodically. If I shut the door, they'll bark. So if you see them.
That's okay. We're animal lovers, so we love it. Okay. So tell me about what... So normally we would be going live from your shop, but of course we're being good practitioners and sheltering in place. Tell me about... just how you started, let's just go start from the beginning and how you got started just as an esthetician, how you had your kind of aha moment that skincare and beauty was what you wanted to do.
Well, I worked, in the beauty industry in, you switched the screen there. Sorry. I worked at a lot of different cosmetic counters, and I was, you know, teaching people about skincare and makeup and jumping from counter to counter, and decided that I just wanted to be a little bit better and more knowledgeable. So I thought I'd jump into aesthetic school to learn how to do makeup more proficiently, and didn't realize that when I started school that I would find this love of like hair removal. I think all of us that like have that deep down, we like start waxing and we're like, oh my gosh, what is this? We have to, you know, right. We have to keep going. So I started in school to work on skincare and makeup, and then found this love for actually waxing, and started waxing when I got out of school. And I had this really, really cool experience where I'm sure we've all heard of the franchise Lunchbox Wax. Mm-hmm. It actually started in Boise, Idaho. And oh. I got to do a internship with the person who created Lunchbox Wax, which is pretty insane. And so I was got to like work right next to her. She's an amazing woman, amazing boss. I got to learn from her and her drive and her passion for like her franchise and her business mind. It was really, really cool. And then she ended up franchising and went on there, and I was a avid waxer, and I told people waxing was awesome, and someone's like, you should sugar. And I'm like, no, right. I don't want sugar. I'm really good at waxing. I had a full waxing clientele, and I ended up going to California and taking a sugaring class in California because there were no sugaring classes or people teaching sugaring in Idaho. So I jumped on a plane, went to California, took a sugaring class, and came back to Idaho and practiced and practiced and practiced, because as we all know, sugaring takes lots of practice. And then I made all of my clients who were avid waxers. I said, hey, I learned this. I'm going to try sugaring on you. And I want you guys to honestly tell me which one you like better. And so when I started out, I was offering sugaring and waxing. And after using waxing and sugaring with my clients, 95% of them switched to sugar. And at that moment, I was like, aha, there's something here.
Yeah.
So I threw away all my wax, never touched it again, and dove down into the sugaring realm. And, created a little business in Boise, Idaho that no one else is sugaring here. And so I mean, now there are a few people, but when I started, there was nobody doing this. And so I had this amazing opportunity to create people that wanted to sugar. So started marketing and doing a lot of, come get your first one and have your second free. Did a lot of Groupons just to get people to try sugaring. Mm-hmm. And it just exploded. It's just been great.
And never did you think that this little ball of lemon, sugar, and water would be your thing, did you?
Oh my gosh. So I was dating somebody at the time and I was explaining what sugaring was. And they said, so let me get this straight. You have a ball of like honey stuff that has a bunch of pubic hairs in it. And I said, well, yeah, basically that's what it is. So yeah, never thought it would be what it's turned into, but it's been awesome.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So how did you get to like, think that maybe you needed to educate? And how did you pick the sugar company that you work with?
So sugaring, it quickly became something I was really passionate about because it is natural and organic and sanitary. And I was getting such good results with it. I wanted it to be available for more people. And I wanted more people to do it because the more people that are sugaring, the more people that are wanting to get sugared. And so then we have everybody has more clients that way. And so I started reaching out to schools here, all the aesthetic schools. And I'm telling you, it took me like 2 years to get into aesthetic schools. And now, since sugaring is coming around, now they're reaching out to me. Yes. So I was emailing them saying, hey, why don't you teach sugaring to your students and let me come do demos? And a lot of them would just write me off. But now I'm their go-to person. But I just wanted to teach more people how to do this to actually, grow sugaring in general and to grow the business. So I was actually sugaring with Alexandria for a while, and they're from New York and they have a great product, but I needed something that was closer to me and cheaper shipping. I'm in Idaho. So I was searching online and I found Sweet and True. Mm-hmm. And so I actually started ordering their product, and I wanted to make sure it was a solid product and a good product before I just jumped in and started educating for them. And so I ordered it, used it for a few months, fell in love with it, jumped on a plane to California again and went and met Tommy, who's the owner of Sweet and True. And we just instantly connected. And she brought me on as one of her educators, and I've been with them ever since.
That was a smart move because it's a really, really great, solid company. So
yeah,
that's awesome. That's awesome. So I would love to share your even bigger success with your new business. And I just absolutely love this name. It's Sugar and Blow. And when Myra, who's the director of education for Sweet and True, first called me and said, you need to meet Shay. She's awesome. And she needs to be one of your success stories. I said, okay, tell me about her. She says, oh, well, she does Sugar and Blow. And I'm like, excuse me, what? But the concept is brilliant. So talk about how, you started as a waxer and didn't think sugar would be your thing. And now we're fast forwarding to this new business, and share about your business model for this.
Well, Sugar and Blow is my baby. It's my, I came up with the name. When I came up with the name, literally in the middle of the night, I knew I wanted to put sugaring and a blow dry bar together. I feel like they're very similar clientele, quick services in and out, both people, both types of services, get sugar, get your hair done, go on a date or go out to whatever event you want to go to. And I love getting my hair blown out. Who doesn't like getting their hair blown out? And I love sugaring, and they needed to go together. And I was sitting and thinking 2 years, I thought about a good name for Sugar and Blow. And I woke up in the middle of the night one night, literally was like, oh my gosh, it's right in front of me. It's Sugar and Blow. Like I had so many other names, so many other domains registered. And right. when that hit in the middle of the night, Sugar and Blow, I woke up in the middle of the night, registered the domain immediately. And then just something took off and I couldn't stop. And it just one thing after another, after another, after another. And just when you have that passion and you have what you want to do, you just make it happen.
Yeah.
Then it took off and we went from there.
And how many treatment rooms do you have?
So right now we are in the process of building. So right now I have three treatment rooms, but I'm building, just got my permit and then we went into quarantine.
That's okay. We're going to be patient.
So what was supposed to be finished in May is going to be looking like August, and we're going to actually, it's a 2,400 square foot building. And we're going to have 8 blow dry stations and 5 treatment rooms.
You're going to be sugaring and blowing like crazy, girl. I love it.
Yeah. And then we have a goal. And this is just the quarantine. Everything has kind of changed timeline, but there'll be a second location, hopefully by February, in Meridian, Idaho. The same thing.
You know, the beauty of sugar is there's so many beautiful things. But the beauty of sugar is that we know as business owners, I have a spot as well, like you. We know that they're coming back and they are absolutely banging on our door to open back up. And mm-hmm. So kudos to you for seeing that and seeing that, you know, I mean, you couldn't have known back when you were going to expand that this was going to be that thing that, you know, people were going to really, really need, but they really, really need to come in for hair removal.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can, I mean, you're going to need more than 5 rooms, I think, to accommodate all the growth, because people are really going to see that, you know.
What's so cool here in Idaho is that we have so many people that are moving here from California, and sometimes you hear a lot of negative press about it, and it's just not, it's not negative at all. It's, we have people that are bringing, their businesses here, and they're, what they're good at, and they're also supporting all of us. There's no way I could open up a sugar and blow without all these people wanting to move here and have these services. I think it's absolutely amazing the growth we have.
Yeah. Idaho's really growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Everyone's fleeing California and running to Idaho, which I don't know. Some people don't like that so much from Idaho, but, but honestly, California is happy to find somewhere else to go if they can.
I absolutely love it. I probably have at least, when we were sugaring, I probably had like 1 or 2 people a week that came in, that come into Sugar and Blow, and they say, I just moved here from California and I need a place to sugar. And I'm like, I love it. I just love it.
I have a few to send your way, girl, because I literally have just a couple of clients that told me that they're moving to, are you close to Coeur d'Alene?
No, but I did train somebody who's in Coeur d'Alene and she has a shop, and I can send you her information.
See, isn't this networking thing a great thing? I absolutely, absolutely love that we can now connect and share our businesses with each other, because there's plenty to go around.
There is. Oh my gosh. So my number one philosophy, and I tell all of my girls this, my employees, when I train them, is that there's enough unwanted vagina hair for all.
There's enough for Jay, for everybody.
There's enough unwanted hair for everybody. So,
yeah. So let's give some advice to those people that are kind of on the fence. They've been wondering if they should sugar. They're not so sure. I know it's quarantine, so it's a little bit different time. I think it's an even the best time to learn, because you've got time. But let's talk about, like, in general. So, you know, at the bottom of the screen, we have lovetosugar.com. We have the Sugar Tribe group, which really is all of us coming together to help each other. So share with those people that are kind of wondering if sugaring is something that they should even bother learning, what your take is on it from your experience.
Sure. My take is on that is, just like you said, like, we want to be, like, sugaring is the thing that's coming around, and we are going to be a mainstream way of hair removal. And people are making the switch every day. People that wax, I mean, if there's that many like waxing places out there, just think, if those people start sugaring, we are going to stay with sugaring. It is something that's coming, and it's something that you need to learn how to do, and at least even be educated, so that when your clients come to you and they're like, well, my friend sugars, should I be sugaring? Do you offer sugaring? You can at least be educated enough to say, you know, I wax, but this is what sugaring is. And then, you know, maybe, yes, I also offer, you know, sugaring if you get to that point. But you're going to have clients that are going to ask you about it and want it. And if you don't know about it, and if you don't offer it, you're going to lose them.
Absolutely. And for those of you that are at home in quarantine right now, we do have online opportunities available for you. And what's beautiful about that is you could be learning, and then you can get to Shay for perfection and hands-on when we can finally put hands on people and get models back. You can be doing this hands-on training and really perfecting your skills to an even bigger level. And if you're in the Idaho area, it sounds like you might be looking for some sugarists when you open back up. So keep an eyeball out for that. And it's time for us to really kind of stick together and teach each other. So thank you for sharing your success story.
You are so welcome. I really appreciate you having me on here.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, for those of you that are watching, take inspiration from people who started from really the ground and built it all the way up and are building multiple locations. This is really, really neat to be able to see your success, Shay, and have you as a part of our Sugar Tribe. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much.
All right, girls, if you are looking for any kind of help, we got you covered. Shay can help you with hands-on out in Idaho. You can be looking for Sweet and True and their educators all around the country. And we can always help you at lovetosugar.com to find out where all those folks are. So take care. And I look forward to seeing you in the next class. And Shay, when we get out of this quarantine, I think we need to have a field trip to Sugar and Blow.
I think so.
Hanging.
Yep, I agree.
Have a great day, everyone. Take care and stay sweet. We got this.
Bye.
Hello, beauty professionals and sugar professionals. This is Shannon, your sugar mama. I am really, really proud of this community and how hard everyone works all the time. And I want you to all know that there's so much education out there for all of you. And if you're kind of on the fence, you're not sure if you want a sugar, you want to just kind of see what the sugar thing is all about, we have a free Facebook group. We also, if you're ready to start sugaring, we have our basic certification course. And if you're an advanced sugar pro and you really got it all down, just need help with your business, maybe your technique, maybe some ideas, maybe some encouragement, we have the Sugar Tribe for you as well. So check any of the links in our show notes. They're pretty specific on all of the things that we have to offer as well. You can always go to our website, love2andsugar.com. Everything you need to know is there, from podcast episodes to a directory of sugaring professionals to information, advanced knowledge library. There's so much on there. So I look forward to meeting you at some point in the future. But until then, here are all the things that you can do to get yourself involved with sugar.